The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. Signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents in their hands, and if they drink even something deadly, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. The narrative we have about the Ascension appears in a passing way in the Gospel of Mark, which is today's text. It appears much longer in Luke. And as you know, Luke finished the Gospel, which we have, in 24 chapters, but then he continued writing the Acts of the Apostles, a chronicle of the early church up to about the year 65, when Paul was imprisoned in Rome. Originally, the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel of Luke were all one. And so when you finish Luke, the Gospel, and you move into Acts, you'll find a beginning narrative, first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, dealing with the Ascension. Luke gives us more information than does Mark. John and Matthew don't even mention the Ascension. Luke tells us it happens 40 days after the resurrection. 40 is a biblical number. It appears many times. You'll find it way back. Remember Noah and the ark and the flood? We had 40 days of rain. Moses fasted for 40 days in the desert. The people of Israel wandered for 40 years in the desert. And Jesus, when he goes into the desert to be tested by the devil, he is there for 40 days. 40 days. 40 is a biblical number. It signifies renewal or repentance or a rebirth. And so it appears here 40 days after the resurrection. And next week we'll have Pentecost. Comes from a Greek word meaning 50th. So that's 50 days after the Passover, after the death and resurrection of Jesus. So let me look at this and wonder what this really means to us, these 40 days and the ascension of Jesus. Luke's gospel says, Jesus says to them, "Stay in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes upon you." Biblically, Jerusalem is our destiny. Jerusalem is the place of miracles, but it's also the place of suffering, dying, and rising to new life. Jerusalem is the place of the ascension. So biblically, Jerusalem is considered our destiny. He says, stay in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and then you will understand that you will meet Jesus in a new way you haven't seen before. He won't walk among you. He won't speak to you in parables. You will not see him laying hands on the lepers, but you will experience Jesus Christ in a new way when you have received the Holy Spirit. then the power of Jesus Christ and the person of Jesus Christ will be given to you in a new way when you inherit the Holy Spirit. Now, there was a fellow named Nicholas of Cusa, an extraordinary figure in the 15th century, the end of the 14th century. And Nicholas of Cusa was a philosopher, German philosopher. He was an astronomer. He was a mathematician. And his motto was, Ubicumque me virtu ades. Wherever I turn, you are there. Any place he went, he believed the Lord was with him. No matter what he did it in the presence of the Lord. What does this mean to us? It means that, go back to the 4th century, you have a fellow called Abbe Moses. He was a desert father. He's one of the very early desert fathers. And his disciple comes to him and says, Abbe, where shall I seek enlightenment? Where will I begin to understand the meaning of life? And the abbe says to him, go to your cell. Your cell will teach you everything you need to know about life. What does this mean to us? Go to your home, wherever you are in your life, wherever your destiny is right now. This is where you experience the Holy Spirit, and this is where you understand the meaning of life, and this is where you meet Jesus Christ. Go to your cell, he says. That's where you'll meet the Lord. What does this mean to us? Well, I was wondering what this meant to me in my own spiritual journey. And you know, when Anyi, who is our incredible person running the bookstore and feeds me books, but occasionally I say, Anne, I need a book. She said, we don't have anything really new that's interesting. So when that happens, I go back and I take down a book from my library that I happen to like, and I reread it. Well, that happened this past week. Anne, who is here at Mass, so I better say nice things about her, and didn't have a new book for me this week. So I said, well, I'll go back and pull down this book. It's called Treasured and Transformed by Daniel O'Leary. A wonderful book, has meant a lot to me in my life. And when I read a book, you know, I write meditations and I write notes. I do all sorts of things, books, especially if I like the book. So I was looking at, put down this book and I was looking at it. I read it in 2015, in November 2015. At that time, I was in a place of darkness. I was going through a very difficult time. And my meditation was entitled, The Winter is the Womb of New Life in the Spring. To look at the winter with optimism. The Holy Spirit will not allow you to be without hope. So that was a meditation I wrote. But then I wrote another meditation. I read it on retreat. I did a retreat in June 2017. I mark all my books. And in this retreat, this was part of a meditation I wrote. To remember moments in my life, teaching moments in my life, and speaking to myself in this narrative. When wonder struck you, perhaps a painting, a music that you liked, when you experienced great joy, love, and meaning in life, when you paused to look at a sunrise or a sunset, or look over a panorama, when you avert a disaster, when you had a deep sense of inner peace, when you had a feeling of wellness, God was there, Jesus was revealing. And when you were lonely and forgotten and overlooked, when you were not chosen or you felt rejected, when you were fearful, anxious, in doubt, or confused, when you were in the presence of mystery beyond your knowing, you experienced times of injustice or failure or sin, helplessness, powerlessness, or when you were hopeless, God was there, revealing. You did not know. How could you know? You were distressed. You were blind. You were in darkness. But God was there. All life is holy. It tells us of our awareness of God, or our emptiness for God's perceived absence. We pray for a miracle. It's already there, if only I could see. I wrote that. Take a second look and see in the power of the Spirit, and then you will know that God is teaching you in every experience of your life. In the darkest moments of your life, in your struggling, the conflicts of your life, the reverses of your life, God is there. In your moments of triumph, your moments of consolation or blessing, when you feel gifted, chosen, elevated, you feel recognized, you feel thanked, God is there. Every moment has its teaching. That's important to keep in mind. That's the meaning of the ascension. Jesus ascends into heaven, no longer to walk among us in the incarnation of the in-fleshed Jesus, but given to us in the power of the Spirit in every moment of our lives. So wherever you are in your life, whether it's a time of great rejoicing or a time of sadness, time of pain or suffering, a time when you are carrying an illness or you're mourning somebody who died, God is there. Get this sense that we live and move and have our being in the presence of God. It transforms everything. We have this sense that we're walking in the presence of God. It changes your day. It means to be at prayer, to have this awareness that God is with us, that God is here. There's a teaching in everything that happens in life. Everything has a teaching. If I can grasp the teaching in the power of the Holy Spirit, I will meet the person of Jesus Christ risen from the dead, and it will change my life, enlighten my day. Without that, I'm relying on the wisdom of the world. The conflicts of the world will weigh heavy on me. I will walk in darkness, in conflict, in doubt. So keep this in mind. The invitation of the ascension is to feel, sense, and experience Jesus Christ in a new way, in every moment and in every experience of life. Years ago, in my last incarnation, when I was younger, I used to sing this song called The Rose. And it has a teaching about the presence of God in our lives. And the last verse goes this way. When the night has been too lonely and the road has been too long, and you think that love is only for the lucky and the strong, just remember, in the winter, far beneath the bitter snows, lies the seed
that with the Son's love in the spring becomes the rose.
We are all meant to blossom. We are all meant to blossom. We are all called to be alive. Listen, it's Mother's Day, for God's sake. Be fully alive. I mean, I meet people and they're saying, this isn't okay, and that person isn't okay, and that's the Pope, whatever it is, I don't like the Pope. And I say, whoa, you know, welcome to a community of depression. Would you like to join Holy Family? We're all depressed. Or no, we're alive, we're living in the power of the Spirit. Here we sing, here we make friends, here we belong. Here we celebrate God's presence. Come and belong to Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, ascended into heaven in the power of the Spirit, present to us now. Amen.